This is Akashvani, the news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees across various sectors at Jodhpur in Rajasthan today. The projects unveiled by the Prime Minister today include the foundation stone for a 350-bedded trauma center and critical care hospital block at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Jodhpur, and 7 critical care blocks under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across the state. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for the development of the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport to be built at a cost of 480 crore rupees. He dedicated to the nation IIT Jodhpur campus and upgradation of the infrastructure at Central University of Rajasthan. He also laid the foundation stone of multiple road development projects and dedicated 2 other rail projects. Prime Minister Modi flagged off 2 new train services in Rajasthan, including a new train Runicha Express connecting Jaisalmer to Delhi and a new heritage train connecting Marwar Junction to Khambli Ghat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that Rajasthan is a state where the glory of ancient India is visible in the country's valour, prosperity and culture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation several development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees. Akashwani correspondent reports the Prime Minister will also perform Bhumi Pujan of Virangana Rani Durgavati Smarak or Udyan. Virangana Rani Durgavati Smarak or Udyan will be built in Jabalpur in an area of 21 acres at a cost of about rupees 100 crore. In this, a 52 feet high statue of Rani Durgavati and a museum showing the history of Gondwana region will be built. Along with this, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Lighthouse Project of Indore. More than 1,000 families will benefit from this project of 128 crore rupees under PM Awas Yojana Urban. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of several Jal Jeevan Mission projects at a cost of around rupees 2,350 crore in Mandla, Jabalpur and Dindori districts and dedicate to the nation the Jal Jeevan Mission project in Sioni district. These projects will together benefit over 1,500 villages of the region. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for several road projects at a cost of around rupees 4,800 crore and inaugurate rail projects at a cost of more than rupees 1,850 crore. Along with this, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Vijaypur-Auraiya Fulpur pipeline project, under which a 352 kilometers long pipeline has been built. The PM will also lay the foundation stone of the Nagpur-Jabalpur section of the Mumbai-Nagpur-Jharsuguda pipeline project at a cost of over rupees 1,100 crore. The Prime Minister will also dedicate to the nation a new bottling plant in Jabalpur. The Madhya Pradesh government issued a notification for providing 35% reservation for women in recruitment, barring the Forest Department. The government has introduced an amendment to the Madhya Pradesh Civil Services Special Provision for Appointment of Women Rules 1997 to provide 35% reservation for women in the state. Notwithstanding anything contained in any service rules, there shall be reserved 35% of all posts in the service under the state except Forest Department in favour of women at the stage of direct recruitment, and the state reservation shall be horizontal and compartmental wise. Notification reads, Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan recently announced that 35% of vacancies in police and other government jobs will be filled by women. Madhya Pradesh was the first state to introduce 50% reservation for women in elections to panchayats and urban bodies. It also has a 30% reservation for women in the police. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India amassed a total of historic 84 medals, including 21 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze. India is currently in fourth place in the medals tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals at the 18th edition Asian Games in Jakarta. In archery, Indian men's compound archery team beat South Korea by a score of 235 by 230 to win gold. Earlier, the trio of Jyoti Parneet and Aditi secured gold in the women's team compound event, prevailing over Chinese Taipei with a scoreline of 230 to 228. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.